Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Ruthie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who's just postponed the recording of this podcast for around about 15 minutes, trying to think of one of his stupid sponsors, even though he's had a full week to come up with one.
Well, I mean, that's absolute slander because I don't think of the sponsors. The sponsors get in touch and
really?
They offer lucrative financial deals.
Did sitting down get in touch, did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And they've been very happy with the response. Thank you very much, everyone. Apparently, loads of people have been sitting down this week since the last podcast. Weirdly, right, which is really, like, honestly makes me so happy. They've been sitting down while listening to the podcast.
Wow.
So it's brought, like, the product and it's full circle. It's such an amazing partnership. Thank you to everyone from Sitting Down Incorporated.
No, shut up.
But sadly, you know, that was, you know what, we've mentioned Sitting Down again, I should probably get a couple more quid off them for that. Moving on to this week's lucrative podcast is sponsored by The Wheel.
The Wheel.
Hey, are you tired of effectively sledging everywhere, even if there's no snow on the ground? Just like being dragged, like when Hodo was dragging Bran before he had the wheelchair. You need a wheel, or maybe two wheels, if you're going to stand up and pedal. Are you tired of your metal bike frame just scraping along the street and sparks going everywhere and people being like, they're not even moving? You need two wheels on that bad boy. Stick two wheels on it. You got a car? Stick your car, just you can only go places downhill, and then you break it. Four wheels.
Do you need longer to think about this?
No, I've got enough.
Unprofessional.
Oh, I don't. That's a text. That's Sitting Down. Thank you for the tech mention. No worries, guys. Oh, you're welcome. Hey, they are keen. The wheel. Don't try and reinvent it. It's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Stick a tire on it.
Anything else?
Nope.
Sure?
Positive.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, and welcome back. This is episode 15. I can't believe we're still doing this. It's amazing.
Because it was 14 and now it's 50. The numbers keep going up one at a time. It's madness.
No, but really, thank you for coming back. We really appreciate it. Listeners' Choice Awards at the Podcast Awards last week.
Oh, yeah.
We came third.
Third.
Yeah.
So, seriously, a little brand new baby podcast of me and you, me and little chocolate quilt chit pig, doing sitting next to a fridge that sometimes makes so much noise that we'll have to stop recording in our house.
Uh-huh.
14 episodes in, 13 when voting closed, coming third of every single podcast in the UK, Listener's Choice.
Fantastic. High
Absolutely
five.
Absolutely brilliant.
High five. Let's
high five for us. But more importantly, a genuine thanks to the listeners, because that means you guys listening have bothered your arse to quickly go on the website and vote.
Thank you so much.
And to those who didn't,
yeah,
we could have won if you had. So,
well, don't say that, right? Because people, you know, I say a lot of things where it says vote for this. I never do.
Right,
so I appreciate so much that people have. You have to put your email address in. You've got to. No, but you know what I mean? I mean, I voted for her. I voted for her twice.
Oh, I voted for her on both my email addresses and on my mum's and my dad's email address.
There we go. Still didn't win, but that's fine. Came third. Very happy about it. Still here. Loving life.
Loving it. Loving it very much. We had a lovely time at the podcast awards, didn't we?
We did. We got really drunk, though. You were steaming.
Of course I was. Like, I started drinking on the train on the way down. It was my day off.
But you're like, you get really excited.
Yeah.
And you're like a little puppy. So you're like a little drunk little puppy. And I was just like, oh God.
Yeah, I was buzzing with it. So it was, we met some awesome people. We had a lovely little time. Met the whole My Dad Wrote a Porno guys.
Oh, they were lovely. Stole a pillow.
Stole a My Dad Wrote a Porno pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I fulfilled a lifelong dream, actually, just after the podcast awards. We went to Five Guys, the burger place, afterwards. And every time I go to Five Guys, I always think, do I want two burgers? And I never get two burgers because it's always during the day or something. But I was hammered. I got two bloody burgers.
I know.
Not the two burgers inside one bun. I'm talking two separate burgers wrapped up separately.
Even though I was drunk, I do remember watching you eat them, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
No problem. It's not a spectator sport, mate.
I mean, yeah. But I love a Five Guys. Like,
people are going to think that we're sponsoring them, but it's, oh God, it's just... I remember a very close friend of mine, I said, have you had Five Guys? And he went, yeah, it's just like posh McDonald's. I nearly punched him in the mouth. I was like, you do not deserve taste buds. I will cut your tongue out for that.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit grim.
I think I'd probably just put Five Guys off if they did want a sponsor. Just me on an advert with a rusty knife. If you would think it's just my... I'll cut your tongue out.
Put it in a burger.
Five Guys opening near you soon.
Still looking for a sponsor. We've had a couple of offers. Not going to lie, but they didn't take all our fancy. You know, so we're holding on for the big box.
What exactly are you doing with your
hands? I'm just doing that thing that they do in the olden days, the American olden days, when they touch the tongue, when they touch the lips, and they just go like this. Oh, and it's back.
Right, I think what you're doing is you're miming pretending to smoke a cigar.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Oh, it wobbles from your lips, and you go, all right, okay, let's get the money.
Yes.
Like Fat Sam's Grand Slam. Speak easy. Anybody who be, anybody can so walk through that door.
Jesus, stop. Stop right now. Someone tweeted me this morning saying that they got into a breath taxi.
Oh, halitosis cab.
Yeah, so I had to quickly sort of think, what the hell are they talking about? And I worked it out. And I just... Can you remember, we went down at the podcast awards on Saturday and we got into the hotel lift.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a new level of bad breath, guys. We got into the hotel lift. We could smell the worst breath in the world. We were the only people in the lift. So whoever was just in the lift, their breath was so bad, they left it in the lift.
Like, so bad.
I remember I got down on all fours. So I got under it like people do in movies when there's a fire.
Under the smoke. Yeah. But do you know what? It's like, I don't know why I'm thinking of this. This is where my brain goes, right? Do you know crocodiles?
Right.
Obviously, they don't know how to floss. But crocodiles eat.
Right. I know the exact point you're trying to make because I've seen the same documentary you're about to talk about. But saying crocodiles don't know how to floss...
Well, they don't. Have you ever seen a crocodile with a toothpick? Don't think you have
it's
you?
It's just the there's many things they can't do. It's not that they don't know how to floss. It's that... But it sounded like you were about to do a charity thing.
What?
Like, so guys, a lot of you may know this, but crocodiles don't know how to floss. So I'm starting a school for crocodiles of dental hygiene. And we just £3 a month, and we can teach a crocodile near you to floss, and it'll help the crocodile's self esteem.
Not the dance, guys. They've only got little arms. Not the dance.
I know what you're going to say, but it was amazing.
So they can't floss, but crocodiles and alligators eat like animals and humans, some of them.
Yeah.
And they get bits of animal in their teeth that rot. So they probably got really bad breath. Which, whenever someone's got bad breath, like the taxi or the lift, I just think, what have they ate that's rotten in their teeth?
Yeah. That's.
So there you go.
Crocodile breath.
That's what we should call it from now on.
Crocodile breath.
Like, crocodile
That's not
breath.
A bad show. And the thing is as well, if you die from a crocodile or an alligator bite, It's not because it's a life-threatening wound. It's because it's been infected.
That was the other bit of it.
Rotten flesh in their teeth.
That's probably what was the point of the whole thing, rather than them having bad breath.
Definitely in that documentary, it definitely wasn't so careful because alligators stink. You know, you can normally hear that. You can hear a crocodile. You can hear the ticking off that little clock they swallowed. Like in Peter Pan.
You'll smell them coming.
But you'll smell them.
Got rotten flesh in the
teeth. But the sentence, crocodiles don't know how to floss, was just wonderful.
Voting is still open as well for Father of the Year.
Yes.
This year.
Celebrity Dad of the Year, not Father of the Year. That's terrible. I wouldn't be in the top million for that.
imagine like
Father of the Year.
Father of the Year. He's got one son.
Everyone,
and he's
there
like, yeah.
I've got one son, and he's literally goes to nursery on a morning and gets looked after by the grandparents on an afternoon. I would not be in the top 10 million.
Can we? Yeah, sorry. So, yeah, voting is open.
Yeah.
Ignore everything I said earlier about not voting. Please vote.
Please vote. I'm up for Celebrity Dad of the Year, if you didn't already know. Voting closes shortly. Literally, as this podcast goes out, it'll be in a couple of days' time it closes. So just go on. Give us a little vote. Just really so I can beat Rosie. Because Rosie came second.
You're desperate to beat me, and it's disgusting.
I don't think I'm going to, do you know what I mean? I'm trying to make it fun, but I don't think I'm going to. I mean, there's great guys on that list. Well, Jeff Brager, I would vote for him personally.
There's
Why
better dads
this?
Than you. I'm
there
not
is better
lie.
Dads than me on there. Yeah, there's dads who've successfully raised kids who are now adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just got a three-year-old, and I'm still sort of in the midst of it,
yeah. You
know? But still vote for us for a laugh. It's only a daft little joke. I'm not saying I'm the best dad in the world, but I'm just saying, you know.
Oh. Sorry.
Rosie's just headbutted the microphone with pure anger there.
He's shit. Oh, no, don't. Can we just take a minute to talk about the utter slander that was going on at the top of our stairs this morning
right. From
you and Robin?
Right. Oh, my God.
Tell them what he said. I'm not speaking to him still, by the way.
In the morning when Robin wakes up, he'll come to our bed and he'll roll around the bed. And he'll ask to go downstairs is the first thing he asks for. We have a lovely big cuddle and he wants to go downstairs. And he'll always say, Daddy, go downstairs. Sometimes if Daddy's got to lie in, Mammy will take him downstairs. He always has a bit of a, no, I want Daddy to go downstairs. That seems to be his thing at the moment.
Because you're not here as much as me.
But
so I've
moment,
never took offence of that.
Yeah, so in the moment, between me and you, he's going, no, I want Daddy to take me down, not Mammy. Which, you know, kids do. This morning,
I don't mind personally because I'd rather stay in bed.
This morning he took it to another level. So he went, Daddy, can we go downstairs? And I said, yes. And I went to the bathroom and we both had our little father-son wee. We were standing on either side of the toilet, which is great. And then we got out into the corridor and I was putting a little pair of pyjama pants on him after I took his nighttime nappy off. And he just out of nowhere went, Daddy, I love going downstairs with you. I don't like going downstairs with Mammy. And I was mortified and I was like, No, don't say that. And I just heard you shouting from the bedroom. You're like, I can hear you. Is that the way it is it?
It's absolutely raging.
I'll never forget it.
Raging. And I didn't go back to sleep.
No filter, like. They're just kids, man. It's just, they will just tell you. They'll tell you to fuck off to your face.
I know.
Because that's how they feel in that moment.
It annoys us so much, though. The hours I've put into him. The hours, days, months, years.
Bored of you, mate.
Twat.
Bored it. Wow.
Anyway.
She came second in Celebrity Mum of the Year. And she just called her son a twat. So,
it's
guys,
easy.
Get
so
voting.
Easy.
Come on. You owe it to children and parents everywhere to not let her beat me in this. Because that's not cool.
I take it back.
No,
no. Honestly.
It's getting put out there.
Come
now.
On.
I know you're joking.
I am. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? Beef, beef.
Beef, beef, Wellington.
Beef. Corn for the vegans. Corn for the vegans. Corn.
What's your corn?
Corn.
What's your corn? What's your qualms? What's your corn? Right, stop. ladies first, what's your beef, Rosemary Ramsey?
Okay.
The first of your name.
Yes. I struggle to choose one this week because I've got so many good ones.
It's always lovely here.
Honestly, I'm still not running out, Chris.
Okay.
Still got so many. My beef this week is you on a night time. Mm-hmm. Sleep without a top on.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Okay?
Ladies listening, just calm yourselves, yeah?
Yeah.
And men, everyone.
Well. just before we're about to go to sleep, you're like, should I have a cuddle?
Yeah.
And you put your arm up
yeah.
and you point and you go, come on, have a cuddle. to your armpit. Like,
that's how they do it in the films.
I know, but I do not want to lie in your armpit.
Worst places to lie.
Probably, yeah. But that it. I don't understand this whole thing of let's hug and you can be in my armpit.
Right.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, you say this every time. I come here and have a cuddle and you're just like, no, I'm not climbing into your armpit for a cuddle.
It's the end of the day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Going to bed. Right. Not that you don't, like, you don't stink or anything, but I don't want to nestle into your pit for a cuddle.
Right. Well, that's hurtful. Right, but there is worse places to lie. Eh? What if I was lying? What was I asking you to lie in between a crocodile's tooth? Eh? on a little bit of rotten wildebeest. Eh?
Rather that than your crotch.
Oh, that hurts. You're really against that, aren't you? And do you know what it is? There is. You see it in films, you see it in TV shows, and it isn't a comfortable way to lie, is it?
Not at all.
It's not. Not
and you know what? I did it for a while at the beginning. You know, I did a lot of things in the beginning.
Not swallowing. Last week's episode. So just to get it in your mind's eye, it's the man lying on his back, me lying on my back, and you leaning up and having your head sort of on me peck, sort of collarbone-ish.
Use the word peck loosely peck. There.
If you can put your fat head on nipple. That, if you can put your head on that rock-solid peck, eh? like lying on a bloody bit of granite. chiseled, eh? Watch yourself.
Stop.
So your arms, so your head is on there and my arms are on there.
Yeah.
It is. It's essentially in the armpit cuddle.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not comfortable at all. No. It's not fun.
No.
Spooning's not that fun either, especially for the man, because you just get a face full of hair.
Face full of hair and a dead arm when you're spooning.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just not comfortable at all.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, we used to cuddle in bed, do you remember?
For a bit, don't you?
But then it's like, do you know what? This is bed, night, love you. Kiss, roll
sometimes
over.
Sometimes I don't even kiss you. Sometimes I'll just pat you on the head.
You tried to kiss us last night and I was like, I just don't want to be kissed.
It's lovely.
Sometimes
it's
you lovely just
marriage.
Don't.
It's just great.
No, but you know what I mean though? 365 days a year of marriage, not every day you want to be kissed.
Wow.
Oh no, how wow. Am I alone here?
Well,
some
no.
days I just don't want to be touched at all.
Wow.
By anyone.
Wow. And that's why Robin likes going downstairs with me. Because her attitude fucking stinks.
No, he can. He's fine. He can touch us. Have you noticed at the minute that little boy is obsessed with my boobs?
Yeah,
has to touch my boobs all the time.
Boy.
And I'd kind of just let him because he's three, and I'd like.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing. Come
I
on.
Know, but I don't want to make a thing of it because I think. I kind of go, Robin, like no, joking, like you know, they're mummy's private bits, but I don't want to make a big deal of it because. It's not a big deal.
It's really weird. You don't know what you're sort of what impressions you're putting on them at that age. You don't know, do you? All you know is that it's not rude. He's not being a pervert. He doesn't understand. And it's just a part of mummy's body that he's, you know.
Yeah. And I've got cracking boobs, so I can't blame him.
I now don't want you to go downstairs on your own with him. I will come down every morning because this is getting weird.
Awful. Right then. What's your beef with me?
Okay, so my beef with you is very specifically this week, but I've noticed you've done this quite a few times, and I'm getting sick of it, I'll be honest with you, right? We often, now especially, we often get to go away for work together, did podcast awards, and we get to go away at little hotels together, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
You know, we often, we're treated as a kind of work thing, but also sometimes you go, oh, you know, we'll maybe get a little bit of a nicer room, because we're having a lovely little night away that we don't often get. Almost every single time we get into a beautiful, lovely, pristine, incredible hotel room, you immediately go for a poo. Like, immediately. Like, we open the hotel room before I've even took a photo of it or even taken in the surroundings of a nice hotel room that I paid for, my hard-earned sponsorship money that I'm getting for the podcast. You're already sullying the toilet. And the whole thing, and it's like, as soon as you get there, it's like you wake up in the morning and go, oh, we're going to London tonight, we're staying in a nice hotel. I'll not have me poo, I'll save it up for as soon as I get into that toilet that I'm sharing with him.
Right, okay, right. I'm not pooing on the train, and I'm excited. All right? So don't you dare. And why are you going to talk? Stop talking about poo.
Right, well, you
did. Third in listener's choice, and all you talk about is flipping poo.
Right.
Disgusting.
It's just part of life. part of life.
Right, well, shut up.
Stop it, right? Use the one in the hotel lobby. These are nice hotels we're going to.
No, put one in the hotel lobby.
We're not in the lobby, not like at the desk. Like, one of the toilets in the lobby or the restaurant.
Why would I do that?
Well, at least wait until I've took some photos of the room and I've seen what the bathroom looks like.
Just don't go in the toilet.
Sometimes they're open plan.
Oh, yeah. You know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, it's time for questions from the public.
Question from the public. Public. Oh, you love a bit of that. Rosie started printing them out now, so she clacks them on the thing.
Well, do you know,
like
we've
McDonald's.
Got like 1,500 emails. Wow. So I'm just trying to get through them all. Yeah. I started replying to a couple of them, and then I was like, I can't.
Oh, don't get another thing replying.
I can't keep up, so I'm sorry. I do read them.
Thank you for getting in touch as well. If you want to get in touch, email it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. If you want to send me a little question or a little tidbit, I'll get your opinion on anything.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay, first question. Hey, Chris and Rosie.
Hey.
Hi. My girlfriend and I moved to Australia a couple of years ago for a bit of a change and in search of better weather.
Wow.
I mean.
Bold.
Good reasons.
Bit of a change.
Jesus. I read that, I was like.
Get a haircut. Put your partner on the other side. Go to the other side of the world. Loony.
Devon's nice. Anyway. She complains that it's too hot sometimes, and so we'll put the aircon on full blast and then cuddle under a blanket to feel snuggly. Is this justified or just totally ridiculous? Love the podcast, Ross McKenna.
Wow. So that's beautiful. So she will. she basically wants a winter's night.
She
at
does.
Home.
That's what she's missing, isn't she?
So
yeah.
She's manufacturing a freezing cold environment so she can snuggle up.
So she can
up.
Put a blanket on.
Oh.
I agree with her. I would do the same.
I can get on board with it, but climate change, stop it. Don't do that. Have an ice bath. And then wrap up in a towel. Don't be lashing your aircon on in, I mean, what's going on?
It's a bit intense, isn't it?
But I mean, massively intense.
She's not doing it all the time. I don't see the problem.
I can't understand.
You can't get snuggly in Australia. You just get sweaty.
Yeah. I can understand that on the flip side, because sometimes we'll put the heating on to wear just pyjama pants and a pyjama top rather than want to be freezing in the house. And like, do you know what I mean?
Put loads of layers.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I always slag you off because you don't put a jumper on. But sometimes you want to be warm in your house, but you want to be in comfortable clothing. You don't want to be in layers.
Yeah.
So on the flip side, I kind of understand that. Yeah. I mean, she's wasting electricity and she's killing the planet. But yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, got a question here. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Bloody loving the podcast. Thank you very much. I just wondered, is there anything that you definitely should have known but only discovered later on in life? For example, I only learned in my first year at uni that raisins were dried grapes. First year at uni.
Wow.
What's that, 21?
Yeah.
And more recently, that prunes were dried plums.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God. Take what you were laughing at.
I slagged her off in the previous sentence. And I didn't know that prunes were dried plums.
Are they really?
Wow.
Oh,
brackets, I'm 34. Mind blown. We're 32 and our minds have been blown. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
If you could think of anything, I would be very grateful. Just to know that I am not alone at being really, really stupid. Brackets, I'm also a primary teacher. From Louise.
Brilliant.
Wicked email, Louise. Thank you. I didn't know prunes were dried plums.
Neither did I.
Stuff like that. Like something, little things like that will pop up all the time. But I kind of forget them as they happen. So I go, oh my God, my mind's blown. And then I forget what it was. So I can't think of one personally for me off the top of my head. But my mate, Gaz, who went on my stag do.
Yeah.
I was on another stag do recently and I got told this story from my stag do that I'd never heard. And this just blew my mind. So Gaz was lost one night and then he found his way back to the hotel, right? And he said to everyone, guys, if you get lost and you can't find your way back to the hotel tomorrow night, on that main street, just look for, like, in the middle of the road, there's these, honestly, they're mental. There's these, like, massive giant pineapples in the middle of the road.
Mm.
When you see the giant pineapples, just turn left, right? And we were like, okay. Expecting, like, you know, maybe a fruit stall that had big plastic, you know, I'm thinking them fiberglass kind of things that you can run up and bang them and make a big noise, like a big plastic pineapple. The next night, they all went out. I wasn't with them. They all went out the next night. And they went, what are you talking about? It was palm trees.
Palm trees.
Wow. I was on my
back. I only clicked on
You know some of the ones that are a bit stouter, they're a little fat. And again, and he was like, look at them, they're like massive pineapples, aren't they amazing? And everyone was like, Gaz, they're palm trees, mate.
That is wonderful, though.
Bless his heart.
That's great.
Isn't that perfect?
I don't know if this is the same, but a girl I used to work with used to get words wrong all the time.
Mm.
And she thought, you know, roundabout?
Yeah.
She used to call them roundabouts.
Roundabouts.
Just roundabouts. You'd be like, it's a roundabout, not a roundabout.
I remember when I first started stand-up, I was doing a gig at the Dog and Parrot in Newcastle, and it was one of the funniest things I'd heard an audience member say to the compere. I wasn't comparing, but the guy comparing said to a lady in the front row, he said, what have you been doing today?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I need cheering up because I crashed on me driving lesson.
Oh.
Right? She'd done her first driving lesson. Yeah. She'd crashed. Right? Yeah. And he said, what happened? And she said, they got to the roundabout and her driving instructor said, straight over at the roundabout.
She don't.
And she just mounted them. She went straight over the roundabout and like mounted it and like clipped the bumper on it and stuff. And yeah, that was brilliant. I was dying laughing. Bless her heart. So good. Straight over at the roundabout.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Thought you'd like to know, my friend has set up an actual I Love Rosie Ramsey WhatsApp group and they attached a photo. Thank you so much.
Wow.
This is the question.
Yeah.
But I was just chuffed that they'd set up a little group with a picture. Really? So the picture's a nice picture.
I mean, you might have added that in, I'll be honest with you.
No, it's true.
I've never seen the original email. I've just got a printout here. You could have wrote anything.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a question.
Hold on. I've just got a new question in here. Hi, Chris. My friends have built a We Love Chris Ramsey monument atop a mountain in the Lake District.
Oh,
little picture of it.
Whereabouts will go?
You
shut your face.
Oh, I got an update on the email. Oh, I fell down.
Gutted. Here's the question.
So sad, okay. My monument fell over.
A recent poll amongst our female friends was, do you wear knickers under your pyjamas to bed? Results were pretty much split 50-50.
Got so much time on their hands.
So, over to you. Do you A, let the beef curtains breathe at night?
Excellent.
Or B, keep them safe and secure in a pair of knickers? And that's from Louise in Leeds.
Louise in Leeds.
Hello, Louise. I personally put a pair of knickers on for bed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always have. Even being a little girl, I've always put knickers on.
Mm.
A friend of mine, not going to mention her name,
yeah,
sleeps with nothing on, not even pyjama pants. Even when you stay at a house in her bed, she's got her badge out.
Wow. Bold.
Very funny.
I have special big boxer shorts.
You do?
That I use, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
So when I went out, I've got in my new show, I talk about underpants, but this isn't them. I got even bigger ones. And I put them on, and then I come in the bathroom, and me and you are brushing my teeth, and I sing,
Everybody's talking about my bed kegs. Got my bed kegs. I got my bed kegs on. I'm the only one who's got my bed kegs. I got my bed kegs. And I'm the only one.
Your bed kegs remind me of what my dad used to wear for bed, though.
Yeah, they're like
a bit weird.
Well, they're, it's like the boxer shorts. I don't understand men who wear actual boxer shorts. They go down to my knees. They're massive. It looks like someone's
They don't go down.
They're quite
knees,
long.
Chris.
It looks like someone's Stanley knifed off a pair of actual pajama pants. There's no support in the crotch region at all. Everything's just hanging about.
You never used to wear anything for bed. Why have you started wearing boxer shorts? Are you cheating on us?
No, it's good. You love saying that you're cheating on us. It's your main thing. I wear boxer shorts to bed now, and I'm not naked because our 3-year-old son often climbs into bed with us, and sometimes he kicks you on the end of the dick and it hurts.
Oh,
boxer shorts.
I hate
it
when he does that.
Yeah, but your dick's much bigger than mine, so it's easier to kick.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Hey, Rosie and Chris. After listening to the latest podcast, I thought I'd pass on my awkward dilemma.
Lovely.
I myself am a terrible gardener. Honestly, as soon as I buy those bastard flowers, they commit plant suicide.
Wonderful.
On fixing this issue, I purchased artificial flowers and planted them in our front garden.
Shut the fuck
up. To my boyfriend's horror, but they bloom in all types of weather and they never need attention. Brilliant.
Wow.
Okay. Recently, my elderly neighbour has been watering said flowers. And I just don't have the heart to tell her.
Oh, no.
Before you ask, no, she can't say they're artificial as she's blind in one eye. Do I tell her that they're not actually real?
Oh,
yours,
yes.
Maxine.
Oh, tell her. Oh,
no,
you can't.
I disagree. Don't tell her.
What if she finds out in the future? What if she finds out in the future and just like, she might lean down and touch one. She might go, actually, that's so beautiful. I wonder where, and she might feel it and go, oh my God, this is felt. Or this is,
so embarrassed.
And yeah, and be like, she'd literally be like, that bitch has let me water these flowers for 3 years. I bet they're in there laughing at us now. Oh. You have to tell her. You have to go, look, we didn't know how to tell you, but I'm such a loony. I've planted these fake flowers. I mean, what are you doing
planting fake flowers? What you planted them in? Soil?
Oh, clay? God. I probably blooming. Probably a bit of concrete. I don't know. Probably wood shavings.
Oh gosh!
Do you know what? You know what? Go one step further. Just have a photograph of a flower in front of your house,
laminated, so it
absolute
doesn't get wet.
Head case.
Oh, okay.
A little flick book. So go. I'll just turn the page over. I've got a rose today. Oh, I fancy a tulip. I'll just turn that
Spring,
page over.
Summer. So are you saying to tell her?
Tell her.
I'm saying not.
No, you have to tell her. You can't let her do that. That's not cool.
I don't think she should tell her because I think it would be mortifying.
Do you reckon?
Let her just notice that. Let her just find out herself and just stop watering them.
No, make a joke of it. Say, look, it's so lovely that you're watering them, but do you know they're fake? Like, I don't know.
It's a really strange.
I feel so
bad.
I want to look. Does your dress? I'll go and tell her. I'll go and tell her. I'll pull them out of your garden while you're at it as well. You absolute nutter. Why are you putting them in the front? You've got serious. Come on, man.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please. Hello.
Sorry.
Got one here. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Please settle a discussion between me and the lads. Ooh. Some of the lads, when they wipe the... Oh, my God.
What?
I'm seeing these for the first time. I'm going to change it to bum. Some of the lads, when they wipe their bum after they have had a number two, they wipe back to front, but some front to back. How do you wipe your bum?
Great.
From Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Marty? The hell's wrong with you, man? The hell's wrong with you? First of all, if anyone knows me, you'll know I jump straight in the shower because that's my thing.
What? Back to front?
Back
that's
to
what I
want
to know about.
Yeah, back to front's weird. Front to back. Like so sort of gooch to tailbone.
See, it doesn't really matter for blokes, but it does for women.
Yeah, otherwise you're just pushing a load of...
Getting loads of shite in your vag.
I couldn't continue that sentence, but you made it sound beautiful. Was he a... I didn't know you could quote Shakespeare.
I'm going to release a song next year, guys. Called Getting Loads of Shite in Your Vag.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We look forward to being nominated for nothing at next year's podcast awards. Thank you.
Mate, I gave up on that ages ago.
Guys, honestly, you have to vote for us in Listener's Choice every year because we are not getting nominated for any of the main awards. Come on. They were probably fuming we were number three.
Getting loads, shining.
No, 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 no. I'm going to have to cut that off now. This is, honestly, goodness me. Marty, you've dragged it into the toilet and it was already on the rim.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Question for you both. What childhood misconceptions did you have? I believed for years that I had ginger hair because my mum ate ginger nut biscuits when she was pregnant with me. My other half thought to make a beeline for something meant travelling a path in the shape of a bee. Would love to hear if you believed anything so weird as kids and if you'll let Robin believe daft things, Kerry.
Ooh.
I've got a few.
Come on then. I love hearing your weird childhood stuff.
Well, I wrote some down because okay. I've pre-read this email. Yeah. Okay, so ours were, if you ate the crusts of bread, you'd get curly hair.
Yeah, and can I just interject here? My mum used to say that as a, like an incentive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't want curly hair. That's my
I was like, I want to be beautiful.
But I see, no, that's, yeah, she was like, you got to eat your crust to get curly hair. And I remember thinking, fuck that. Like, mother, I think you'll find GHDs will be purchased by me in the future, and I'm a boy.
Well, wait for me. Carrots, help mm-hmm. you see in the dark.
Got you, yeah. Yeah. Good one. Never ate them.
Everyone's next door neighbour was a police officer. Do you remember that?
Yeah, very good.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll just go and get PC McDougal, who lives next door. Police officer, come get you.
Yeah, they loved a bit of that, didn't they?
Everybody. Mrs. Dingleberry, who lives in Clevedon Towers.
Oh, this...
Do you remember Mrs. Dingleberry?
Explain to the listeners now, please, about Mrs. Dingleberry.
Okay, Mrs. Dingleberry. My mum has been using Mrs. Dingleberry for years, okay? So Clevedon Towers, where we live, there's this big water tower. Yeah. And my mum and dad have always said that Mrs. Dingleberry lives there and that's where all the children, naughty children, get sent. And Mrs. Dingleberry isn't very nice, right? So we've always been terrified of Mrs. Dingleberry.
You've got to go and live with her.
Got to go live with Mrs. Dingleberry. They used to literally pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Be like, ring a Mrs. Dingleberry. She'll come pick you up. We'd be like, no, my God, no, not Mrs. Dingleberry. So, my sisters.
Paging Mrs. Dingleberry.
Before that, mate. Before that. Faxing Mrs. Dingleberry. So my sisters, two little boys, they're modern, you know, they're modern lads.
Yeah, yeah.
one of them, Oliver, was it? Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember which one it was, but one of them
was terrified of Mrs. Dingleberry to the point my sister had to tell me, Mom, you need to stop threatening them with Mrs. Dingleberry because he couldn't sleep. He was so scared of Mrs. Dingleberry in the tower. So we all had to stop using it as a threat. And I don't know if she's done it with Robin yet. I'm going to have to check. We'll check, yeah. Like, when he gets back, he's been with me, mum to do, he'll be like, have you heard of Mrs. Dingleberry? Robin wouldn't care.
Robin would want to go. If you could explain to Robin the concept that there's a tower you can go to with one woman and loads of naughty kids, he'd pack his own bag. He'd be like, man, let us go. He'd be kicking the door.
Hilarious. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, I've got a question here. You're going to love this. I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
It's very short. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Our safe word is cheesy muffins. What's yours? It's from Paul and Jane.
Oh, my God.
Right, I don't understand what? Safe words.
Right. Well, I'm worried about our listeners now because that is... I mean, we started with the foursome mm-hmm. on the first ever episode. If you haven't heard that, go back and have a listen to that. But that's... I mean, we've got... These are bondage people here.
Who are you having sex with? Edward Scissorhands? Do you know what I mean? Safe word.
So what's these happening? Are people who what's like happening? It rough. These are people who like it rough. So these are, I'm assuming if you've got a safe word, these are people who like to be hurt. So, but from what I understand from essentially Billions, the TV show Billions, where Paul Giamatti's character's into all that.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting hit or whipped or slapped or the paddle across the bum or whatever it is or... but the screaming, ow, stop, no, ow, stop, is part of it. So the ow, stop, no, ow, stop is part of the thing. It's part of the enjoyment for both of them.
Right.
So then when you say cheesy muffins, you go, all right, okay, that's the cheat code. That's out of it. Do you know what I mean? Plus, cheesy, I could, in the throes of passion, the idea of cheesy muffins will cheesy really, muffins. I mean, that'll have your erection hitting the floor in no time. Cheesy muffins.
Just make me hungry, if I'm honest.
I was...
Cheesy muffins.
Our safe word is cheesy muffins. What's yours? Our safe word is, I don't want to lie in your fucking armpit.
Our safe word is, if this lasts longer than 3 minutes, then we're not doing it.
Our safe word is, can you be arsed?
Our safe word is, not that one!
Down a bit. Geography.
Geography.
God damn it.
Oh, stop. Just wanted to say sorry to me dad.
Yeah.
Who's, he actually doesn't listen anymore.
Cool.
I can't blame him, to be honest.
I don't think my mum and dad listen either. I think it's just your mum. It's just
Sandra.
Sandra.
She's great. She's
just
great.
Weirdly, if you are listening to the podcast now and you are not aware of the pom-pom incident with Sandra, go on Rosie's Instagram and watch the pom-pom in her highlights. Trust us, it's incredible.
The pom-pom bag.
The pom-pom bag. Oh, my. People stop me. Charlotte Crosby, I did a TV show with Charlotte Crosby from
Geordie Shore.
And she, one of the first things she said was the pom-pom bag's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is very funny. Sandra's funny without knowing it. Like,
yeah.
It's just hilarious. Somebody actually emailed in. I forgot about this. Someone emailed in to say, oh, your mum's got Instagram, because we mentioned it and she liked something.
Right.
Or she commented. But my mum has never posted on Instagram.
Really?
She just lurks. Yeah. Comments, likes, and lurks. But she never put a picture on. Mm. But she is on there.
Oh, well, there we go. If you want to stalk me mother-in-law.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got a question here from Joe and Penny in Leeds. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Me and my girlfriend have lived together for 3 years and have always done our washing separately. Everyone thinks that we are weird, but I think it's just more convenient. Thoughts?
Weird.
Weird. Really strange.
Wash the clothes, is it?
Yeah, the clothes washing. So he won't do a light wash and a dark wash. He'll do his light wash and his dark wash and literally remove hers and put that. That's so strange. So if he's got a day off and it's a lovely sunny day and he thinks I'll get all my washing done, he'll just do his washing.
Just do his own.
And leave all hers there.
But let's just... Right. I'm going to tell you something here.
Oh, I'm about to be slagged off. Oh, God.
No. I do most of the washing. Let's not lie. I probably do take a slight preference to my own clothes than yours.
So if there's a really full dark wash and you think there's too much, you'll take some of mine out and put yours in?
Yes.
I've got to be honest with you.
I bet you do the same.
First of all, I think that is correct, and I think it is the right of the person doing the washing.
Yeah.
And yes, I do exactly the same.
Yes. Brilliant. Good job. Yeah, good job.
Shake
that
hands,
word.
Shake just, hands. Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah. Your mum does a lot of our washing now.
She does.
And you've got a theory that she does it just to piss you off, haven't you?
She.
So Rosie has managed to make her mum doing our washing, doing us a lovely favour because she knows we're very busy. But every time Rosie's mum puts a wash in, Rosie kicks off. Explain.
Well, right. There's two reasons I kick off. Because my mum has got this thing of coming to our house, right, for a couple of hours, putting a wash in, leaving that wash in the washing machine and not telling either of us. So then the next day
annoying.
I'm like, why is there a... Mom, did you put a wash... Yes, I did. Right, well, unfortunately, Sandra, I don't look at the washing machine all the time. Do you know what I mean? There's a cupboard door on the front of it, so I don't know it's there. I don't check up on the washing machine if I haven't put anything in it. And two, I think she just does it to annoy us because she comes, and yes, she does with cleaning and stuff, which is lovely, but she'll come and she'll do like two washes and be like, I've done this and I've done that. And I'm like, why are you trying to be a better mom than me? Why are you trying to make us look shit in front of my own kid? So that annoys us.
Sandra, if you're listening, which I know you are because you're our biggest fan, please don't stop doing it. I love that you do all washing. Thank you very much. And
can we just clarify? She doesn't do all the washing.
If after what you've just heard, you want to take preference of mine over Rosie's, I'll totally understand. Do mine
oh,
and
no,
leave
mom,
hers.
Sorry, mom,
no, 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 no.
Mom.
Sandra, I'll be honest with you, right?
you know what? In fact, yeah. Yeah. The way Rosie's acting now, I think you should phone Mrs. Dingleberry.
No! Not Mrs. Dingleberry! Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. It's Al Murray here. I was at your wedding and it was a beautiful day. Emotion and passion, love and tenderness. But I'm sat in a garage now, having to take my car in for a service. Have you taken your marriage in for a service? And if so, do you need an oil change?
I love his little giggle.
Thanks, Al.
That was Al Murray, pub landlord, and I still love seeing people's reaction when they see him when he's not in character.
Well, he didn't tell it. I got a shock there.
Because he's very gentle spoken and he's a very nice man, but he's not going to. Yeah. Normally, if you're going to get him, he goes, "Cheers, it's the governor here." Yeah? Yeah. And you go, "Oh, hello." He was at our wedding and it was a beautiful occasion. And, do you want to answer this question?
Not yet. We're still all right, I think.
Mm.
This is helping.
I was just about to say, speaking of a service, this podcast is like a constant tune-up and detailing of the marriage.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. It's like, honestly, any couples out there who are having a bit of a, we weren't having a bad time, but any couples who just think, you know, maybe communication could be improved or whatever, just do something like this.
Spend £500 on some recording equipment, sit in front of each other, and do it. But even, not just that, little things that we've started doing more often is like turning the telly off when we're having our tea.
Yeah.
Actually having a conversation.
Sometimes,
taking time for each other.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's a luxury that isn't afforded to many at all. I know some people struggle with childcare, but I hate date night. I hate that sentence.
Concept, yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
When you've got kids, you need a little date day or night.
Well, you've got to make sure that you're not just two people who are looking after a kid.
Yes.
I mean, you are, and that's very important, but you're still, there's a reason that you got together and the reason that you love each other and stuff. You know?
I mean, we get to do that a lot, though, because we're working away and stuff like that, which is great for us.
Yeah.
But obviously, not everyone's in the same boat, but I would really press that. You just even just go to the cinema, go for lunch, a couple of hours. It's really necessary.
Well, a marriage needs work all the time and it does need constant servicing, and that's the point. Mm-hmm. You can never sort of rest on your laurels and be like, well, I'm just with this person forever, I'll just stop trying. You've constantly got to work out, you've constantly got to be doing stuff like that. And yeah, it is a lovely luxury we've got. And when we've been away for a little weekend away, mm-hmm. we'll come back and it's like a refresh. It's like a little control alt and delete has been hit on the marriage and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And a word of advice to anyone doing it, have a shit before you get to the hotel.
Wow. Why do you? You're the one who always talks about shit. Seriously, if we don't get nominated for any podcast awards next year, I am blaming you. You bring this cod past. You bring this cod past right down.
I'm gonna I'm gonna personally put my hand in my pocket and I'm gonna sponsor a new category of the podcast award.
What's that?
It's gonna be best toilet humor podcast.
Yes. Oh, we would win hands down.
You know what? We probably wouldn't. There's probably a filthier one out there somewhere, and I need to find it.
Although my song, Shite in Your Vag, will be out on iTunes.
God damn it, how dare you! And now to play you out is Rosie Ramsey with I'm joking. Bye, guys!
Shite in my vag.
No, bye, guys!
Bye. Babadoo, 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 ba. There we go. End of another episode. Thank you again for listening. I know we keep saying thank you, and we genuinely mean it from the bottom of our hearts. Like, we are loving doing this, and we are loving all the interaction with you guys. So, and that is genuine. There's no jokes in that. No. I mean, serious.
Nothing to joke about. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll second that. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarionoid@gmail.com. And one thing I forgot to mention, I'm recording a brand new stand-up special for 2019 at the Tyne Theatre and Opera House in Newcastle on Thursday the 27th of June. There's an early show and a late show. Both of them are then. Are you busy, are you?
Busy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm joking.
Good. No.
I'll be there.
Not invited. There's an early show and a late show. Tickets flew out for almost everything apart from the back couple of rows. The back couple of rows are still available. It's like everyone went, we'll definitely go. It sold out almost immediately. Then everyone went, oh, I'm not sitting up there. It's really weird. So there's still tickets left, strangely. So there you go.
Sorry, I'm nodding, but I'm very aware that this is a vocal podcast. So sorry, yes.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah, I thought you were annoyed that I was trying to flog stuff.
Absolutely not. It's our podcast. We can do what we like.
Yeah.
My song
shitting you.
Bye. It's not coming out. It's never going to come out. The song, not the. The song is never going to come out. Not the excrement in the. Right. I'm going to go brush my teeth. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.